The company with the largest stake in future development of shale oil on the North Slope says a decision on whether to proceed with work there will not be made for another year. Great Bear Petroleum surprised the state's oil industry a year ago when it leased for shale exploration approximately 500,000 acres just south of Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk Fields. President Ed Duncan told the House Resources Committee this morning the company has spent about $1 million getting permits and plans to drill its first exploratory wells this winter. He says the project is in its proof of concept phase.
While we're all optimistic and we're all very excited, until we get these wells drilled, tested, and flowed back and actually calibrate the rocks will tell us what they're going to be able to do for us. Much of what we talk about is well-founded theory, but nothing in hand.
The theory he refers to could lead to drilling about 200 small, shallow shale oil wells per year for 10 years. He said it would take a workforce of thousands of people trained to use the new equipment, and he says their output would feed directly into the Trans-Alaska pipeline system from the North Slope to Valdez. Shale oil and gas have earned a national reputation for using controversial methods to produce energy, but the state's director of oil and gas, Bill Barron, says a Parnell administration task force from several different executive branch departments is looking at all the elements of extraction and trying to prepare now for dealing with it if the exploration advances. He indicated there are other companies in line for shale behind Great Bear.
If we can figure out a way to work with the various companies to have common roads, common gathering lines, a common delivery point into taps, common and shared power facilities, we can minimize the overall impact to the environment. And that's the thrust that we're trying to embrace.
The House Committee told Barron and Great Bear's Duncan that the legislature expects to be part of the development of regulations of the new industry. Co-chairman Paul Seaton pointed to several sensitive aspects of shale oil and gas extraction that will have to be settled. At the top was pollution of water sources near other U.S. deposits. Duncan said the company plans to recycle small supplies of otherwise unusable water that is below the surface throughout the North Slope.
That's a really good thing for Alaska, and it's unique, in fact, in the major shale resource play developments in North America, that we have a non-potable water source. Limitless is a very big word, but we'll use it. It's an extremely large volume of recoverable brackish water from the subsurface that may be ideal.
The committee will follow the work by Great Bear and others with further hearings planned during the session that begins in January.